Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And we are really excited to have you join us this evening. We have created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We will have discussions on various topics and will feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And our show will be on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button. And also check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and any insight you have on our show. You can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555. And you can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or the RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. So please, please go into the Facebook page and search for Divine Goddess Radio and like us. We hope you enjoy our show.
Yeah, and our chat room will also be open for any questions. So please feel free to type in and ask a question or just say hello. And tonight, Beth and I are going to be talking about a subject I think that a lot of people out there are experiencing, and that is awakening and introduction to ascension. You know, as the world is shifting and the veil is getting thinner, people are starting to experience a lot of different things and, you know, don't really understand what they are. So we thought this would be a great show to kind of explain the symptoms so people can recognize them and also talk about tools to help you, get through all these crazy things that are happening.
And, you know, again, you're going to be listening to another hour of Marie and Beth. But it happened to just work out that way. So the first thing that we're going to be talking about, and here's my disclaimer, everybody. This is Beth speaking. My disclaimer is this is my truth. You don't have to follow my truth. Listen, decipher, and discern for yourself if it feels right for you. If there's anything that you're going, man, that just feels right for me, then wonderful. If not, I am not preaching that I am the Word of God. This is just my interpretation of my experiences that I am going through. So if I can use anything that I have learned, what I'm going through, to help guide you so that your process is easier, then you know what? That's what the show is all about from my angle. So awakening, and I just got back from literally less than a half hour being in town from a weekend-long retreat, and we were discussing the awakening and ascension all weekend long. So here is my definition of awakening. Awakening for me is you're looking at things differently. You're noticing things that you've never noticed before. And what I mean by that, it might be to where you're noticing that you're having to look at the way you're approaching life, your thought process, and you're looking at it from with a different perspective. Because the way you used to look at it, it just isn't working for you anymore. So you're looking at other possibilities. You're looking at, well, you know what? Maybe it isn't just the way that it's always been, the way I thought it has been. Maybe there's more to it, and you're wanting to examine things a little more deeper. So, it's a wide variety. You can hear people describe awakening at different levels. So that's mine. Let's see what Marie thinks awakening is.
Well, I think awakening, you know, from talking to a lot of people and also my own path, is starting to question everything. You question things about life. You question things about religion. You question things about how and why this world is run. And you start opening up and start noticing things. You start, you know, seeing things related to, you know, how is something happening? Are there really angels? Is there another force that's all behind all of it? Sometimes you see different things that keep coming towards you and you're thinking, why is this always coming to my attention? So to me, awakening is actually starting to notice all of those things and then starting to put them into practice to help you move your life forward and towards your path.
Ooh, folks, that was a really good response. Really good response.
Hey, I just say whatever's channeled to me.
Oh, that was good, Marie. That was really good. No, I really like that. So, I mean, she just did, you know, just that was an excellent response. And, you know, a lot of individuals right now are talking about things that they've never talked about before. They're questioning, Beth, I swear to God, I've never believed in fairies before, but I swear that I saw a fairy the other day.
Yeah.
They're saying things out loud. It's like the coming out, it's called the coming out of the closet, believe it or not. On a spiritual level, they're coming out of the closet, or they're stating that they're seeing angels literally with their eyes open. It's not just in dream state, but it's like brief little glimpses, or they might see a face that they can see through it. So they're going, oh, my God, Beth, what was that? What was that? And I'm sure Marie has those conversations. So you're starting to look at things differently. You might be, you're questioning, okay, we're not the only ones here, and you're wanting to look more into what else is there. You're really opening up your mind more. You're opening your mind more. You're questioning every belief system. And right now there's a lot of people, they are questioning all the belief systems that we grew up in and what the news is presenting to us. We're questioning it. A lot of people are rebelling against it. We're not accepting the responses that are out there. And this is where we're at right now, is we're looking for other like-minded people. And you'd be amazed when somebody says it out loud how many other in the groups, the group that you're in, are saying, oh, my God, that's exactly what I wanted to talk, but I didn't know if I dared. So you're seeing a lot of people who are having that sense of altruism going, oh, my God, I'm not the only one who's feeling this or going through this experience. So.
Yeah, and I think I'm noticing that a lot more, too, and I think we're noticing that in the world. You know, people are starting to speak up and say, hey, you know what, we're all more connected than we know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're not going to put up with this. We're not going to put up with this. We're going to now challenge you. I think a lot of belief systems that are rooted in control are certainly being challenged.
Oh, yes. Yep.
You know,
yep.
And I look at the world and I just, you can literally see people, their eyes opening and all of a sudden, like, they're just awakening. I mean, literally awakening from a deep sleep. So it's kind of cool what's going out there.
Well, you know what I think is really interesting, and this was a question some people were talking about at this retreat that I went to, a lot of parents that were there, and they're talking about the kids just don't have the respect they used to. Folks, I'm telling you right now, the way we were brought up, and those of you who are still going, I'm not quite sure what this is all about, but you're drawn to this show tonight. That right there, this is part of the awakening process. You're being directed and guided to things that you have no explanation for. But you have these kids out there who are challenging all authority, but that's their job, because we have it wrong, folks. The adults, a lot of us, have it backwards. It's the kids who are waking us up saying, you need to challenge everything that's out there right now and not just blindly accept what you have been told. There's nothing wrong with sitting here being the one person in a room full of 1,000 people who are going, I don't agree with anything that's being said, but taking that courage and having that courage and bravery, saying, you know what, we're going to look at it from a different angle, and you are going to hear what I have to say about it. And just so you know, a lot of you are going, oh, man, I needed to hear that right now, to have that permission that it's okay, because believe it or not, that's part of the process of waking up.
So, okay, so now we've defined awakening as to what Beth and I think awakening
just
is.
Just in case you didn't get that was, what, 10 minutes later?
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's a validation for
yes,
certain people,
is.
I'm sure.
It is.
So let's move on then define ascension. What is your definition of ascension?
Again, there's open-ended the way people are going to describe it, but to me, this is the best way to describe it. Again, this is how I look at it. It is being more heart-focused. You are focusing and you're looking at life coming from your heart. It's at a higher level of the way you're living your life. It's a higher consciousness. You're not reacting to your feelings and your emotions. You know there's more to it than that. And by ascension, and then there's different levels of ascension, just so you know. There's different levels of ascension. But you know you're more tuned into the ego, which is our head, the part of us that can sit here and analyze everything to death, versus we're listening, we are being drawn to, I need to go with my heart. My heart isn't happy. I'm miserable at what I do. I need to follow my heart. And this is where you're going to hear a lot of people saying, go deep within, what is your passion? This is how we're starting to live our life. That's part of the ascension. And then there's more to it. That's just my take on it.
It's an introduction because, as you said, ascension can go very, very, very deep. But I
yes.
think, you know, for the basis of this show, since we're talking about awakening and an introduction,
mm-hmm.
you know, once you're awake, and as you do start to move up to those higher levels of vibration and consciousness,
mm-hmm.
that is ascension. You are literally ascending.
Yes.
Spiritually, and your soul is ascending, and, you know, you're moving towards what they call a light body.
Yes.
So that for me is ascension, just slowly moving up the levels of consciousness, raising your vibration, so you do, as Beth said, live with a life of love. You're projecting love, you come from love, and that is your heart base.
It's no longer about resentment or guilt or anger. It's letting that go and knowing that's the old belief system. Because what is it that you're really angry about? You're not following your heart's desire. We've been so programmed from life generation, just from this lifetime, generation after generation, and then you add lifetime after lifetime, that it doesn't matter what you want. You will follow what you're supposed to do. And it's by a group of whoever, it doesn't matter who they are, where it started from, but saying this is how it needs to look like. But that was all about power and control. We're no longer about power and control. It's no longer about greed. It's no longer about the I or the me. It's about the we. It's about the us. It's about the collective whole. It's about group unity. It's about unity consciousness. I mean, we could get really deep into the ascension, but that's another show.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've noticed, like I have, how many people, you know, we're following one path, we're so unhappy,
yes.
Yet, you know, they, because of what society tells them, you should have this steady job, this steady career, move, you know, just keep plugging in day in and day out, but you're not happy. And now you're seeing a lot more people giving up all of those high-paid positions or those steady jobs and following their dreams. And, you know, you and I have done it. So... but it makes you happier because you know this is the path that you want to go to live that higher ascending life.
And just so my mom and just in case my mom and dad are listening to the show, it's the best thing I ever did. I'm the happiest I've ever been. Doesn't mean I have not had my days going, what did I do? Mm-hmm. But I have never been happier in my life because it's amazing how the universe has just given me the other stuff to fill it in. My like-minded people are coming to me left and right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a really cool thing. And, you know, the waking up process is making the decision that you're no longer going to be this robot. You're not going to be this drone. You're not going to be this mechanical. You're thinking outside of the box. You're not following the orders of an individual or a group of individuals. You're daring to be your own individual that's bringing in that piece of individuality to the collective whole because you're going to offer new insights. So if that makes sense, it makes sense in my head. And when I say it aloud, hopefully it makes sense to everybody else.
Well, and I think, too, you know, a lot of us, as they're called light workers, are really being felt, are being called when we're feeling that draw to get out there now and spread the word and get the message out to people and help people, you know, get into that awakening process and the ascension. So I think that's why a lot of us have been shifting our careers, because we're being pulled to do that. I know I was.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, a lot that was discussed this weekend, and I know there's going to be a lot of people out there who are going to have this, you're going to be able to relate to this. How many people sat here and are relating to this was a really hard winter? How many out there were feeling really angry and not even knowing why they were angry, depressed? Everybody, depression was really high this year. I don't care what anybody says. Depression was really high. I myself was even battling it.
Well, hello, we live in Minnesota. Winter never seems to end. So how can you not be depressed?
But, you know, and then losing your sense of humor, and that is rare. You know, it's like that's my one thing that I sit here and pride myself in is my sense of humor. I can see the light in anything. I can laugh at anything. And, man, was I way too serious this winter. My panties were in a bunch. And, man, was I just PO'd at everything and everyone, the universe. I was cussing everything and everyone out, not necessarily to their face, but, you know, but not even knowing why, because it wasn't specific individuals that were doing anything, but I was irritable. But a lot of that has to do with the illusion. I was letting the illusion of what society thinks is important. And think about the media, how they're portraying all the ugliness right now. It's like, you guys, we have a beautiful world. We need to focus on the love, especially with the past week, the recent events. We need to really be radiating love and forgiveness out there,
right,
and knowing that everything that's happening is playing out for a reason. It's a wake-up call for everybody to wake up and to take a stance. It's not about being angry,
mm-hmm,
but it's about, you know, being able to take responsibility for the choices that you're making in your life. Because what we're coming into, you guys, this is the year of the snake. 2013 is the year of the snake. We are getting rid of old crap, old issues, and you're going to be uncomfortable with it, but it doesn't have to be this long, drawn-out process. But, you know, just like a snake, if you've ever watched a snake or any form of an animal come out of its skin, molt out of its skin, it is a process. They have to bump up against things for that skin to come off. And we had a speaker come on here, I think it was Kelly, that was talking about this.
Correct.
And that's true, because you don't just unzip it and you step out. It would be nice if we could just undress the part of ourselves that we didn't like and step out of it. But we also have to let go of the stuff that goes with it. And as the humans, you know, we have those feelings and emotions that go along with everything. So,
yep. Well, let's talk about some of the symptoms, because we've been kind of talking about them. And I know, listeners, some of you, especially female, might be thinking that, you know, as you're listening to these symptoms, you might be thinking, well, I thought that was menopause. But that's what I thought, too. But it's interesting how they're actually can be menopause, but these symptoms are also the same as awakening. So, for example, not being able to sleep, waking up. I, for a while, was waking up literally between 4 and 4:30 every morning, and I couldn't figure out why, and it was driving me nuts. I'm like, what is going on? But that was one of the symptoms. So waking up at a specific hour, usually between 4 and 4:30 in the morning, irritability, weight gain, believe it or not.
Oh, good Lord. Don't
weight gain is one of them. You know, itching on the head. If you're like, if your head is itching all the time on your crown, that's your crown chakra trying to open up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, you know, a lot of people are complaining about low-grade headaches. Our third eye, our psychic eye, it's right in between our eyebrows. That's your psychic eye. It's because your psychic eye is being awakened. And I think, Marie, did you mean to say awakening symptoms or ascension symptoms?
Awakening, yeah.
Well, I'm speaking more of the ascension symptoms on my end. A lot of women who have been in menopause and they haven't been surgically, you know, taken care of, they're starting to, and I know, man, watch out, menstruate, where they're going, oh, my God, what is going on? There are individuals who are having heavy menstruations. There are those who are having a month long of it. Just so you know, that's part of the ascension symptoms, because our root chakra and our sacral chakra, the first three chakras, where your groin area is, below your belly button and above your belly button, those three areas are being rotor-rooted. They're being cleaned out on an energetic level. Irritable. Mm-hmm. You might be just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and you cannot go to sleep till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and then all of a sudden you're dead tired. You're having to take naps, and it's going to come and go, your sleep patterns. They're going to be on, they're going to be off. But just know there's nothing wrong. You're going through exactly what everybody else is going through. And the ascension period, you guys, is all about being conscious of what is going on in the world. Because when you're more conscious of what is going on around you spiritually and etherically, that means you are going to be more empowered to be able to handle what's coming at, because then you're going to wake up and realize what's really out there. The more informed you are, the more you are going to be able to do stuff for yourself, to be able to better protect yourself. Because a lot of people just go through life with the doughy-eyed going, well, it's just fine. But, you know, the reality is there's a lot going on out there. And I'm going to be very mindful of what it is that I'm going to say out there, because I'm not going to program anybody. And it's just, I know the importance of words. So those are just some of the symptoms that you can be experiencing.
Right. So when you start questioning and start, you know, looking at things and not seeing them the same way anymore, and you start equating things to spirituality, that's your awakening process. And then, of course, your body follows with the physical.
Yes.
And, you know, there are ways to get around it. I mean, there are ways to get through it. You know, you can build your spiritual tool belt.
Yes.
So there are a number of techniques you can use to help you ease through these symptoms. You know, and let me tell you one thing, too. Having a friend or someone who's going through it with you is one of the best things that you can have, because you can call each other, you can explain what you're going through, you can talk it through with them. It's the greatest thing, because then you know you're not alone.
Yeah, and it's not so scary. It isn't scary. Because if you both don't have an answer for that, at least you know you're striving to look for the same thing, for some kind of understanding. And we live on such a miraculous time period, you guys, the social media. Facebook, there are people, there are groups out there that you can get hooked up with, meetup groups if you're in the cities or whatever area. Look for groups, you know, that have to do with spirituality, light workers, energy workers. Get out there and start researching. You don't have to sit in your house and think that you're on your own and you're the only one alone, because I guarantee I have so much contact with people and we're all saying the same thing, but yet we're not reaching out. And that's what we need to remember, is to reach out so that we can all get each other through this. Because all it takes is just that shoulder for somebody, or that little hand to hold out, and you know, and or have that little the little pep talk, and somebody might say a word to you that shifts you and it gets you out of that rut or whatever it is that you're going through.
Well, that's why Beth and I decided to start teaching classes too, you know, and have people you know, talk to people about this, because I think when you're in a group you can express yourself a little bit more openly than if you're, you know, listening to a radio show or watching a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a group setting, you have the comfort to open up and say, okay, I can say this without thinking I'm cuckoo, you know.
Oh, yeah. And that's why we did put together the Link to Enlightenment series, because it's every single week we have a different topic that we are discussing more in depth. And we're starting from the very beginning, and you can come in and you can learn and you can retake the classes. So it's like, that's something that we highly recommend for the both of you. But getting back to the spiritual tool belt, you know, these are just some of the things, and it's, you know, just, it's stuff that you just imagine, like there's this invisible etheric tool belt that's going around your waist and you want to build. And it's like coping skills. It's another name for coping skills, but they're spiritual coping skills that you're going to put to you're going to be able to utilize them. Some of the coping, or some of the tools that you can use, can be divination cards, to where you can sit here and get affirmations from cards, whether they're angel cards, whether they're oracle cards, whether they're tarot cards. That is a tool that you can use. A pendulum is another tool. Dowsing rods is another tool. It might be to where you're drawn to taking an energy class, such as a Reiki class, an IET class, which is integrated energy therapy. It might be to where you're taking a yoga class. Those are called tool belts that you can use. It might be to where you're thinking, you know what, you need something a little more in-depth, and you get some from different levels. You go to seminars. You're going to classes, you guys, and you're learning different techniques that other people are experiencing and using. Those right there, those are tools to put into your spiritual belt. Build that belt. It can never be big enough. Let it weigh you down. Who cares? Because the more we're going to need as many tools as possible as this year goes on, because there's going to be a lot that's going to be brought up that needs to leave. The old needs to go. The earth is purging herself. She's letting go of a lot of stuff.
You can also do meditation. Meditation's a great tool to put in your tool belt. You know, just sitting, and you don't have to spend hours and hours in meditation. You know, just sitting quietly in a chair or in the shower for 5 minutes or 3 minutes, just whatever you can do to kind of clear your mind, calm, you know, make yourself calm, and let the voices, not the, well, I don't want to make you sound like you're a schizo, but, you know, let the information come to you. If you have a question, you know, meditate on it. You'll find that when your mind is quiet, you get a lot of information, which you can't otherwise hear when you're running around and, you know, doing a million things. You can also journal. Journaling is a great thing, and I'm not the greatest at it. I keep saying I'm going to do it more, but it's, I know Beth journals a lot.
I journal a lot. But with that, you guys, something that a lot of people don't realize, when you journal, and here's a lot of people, again, just had this conversation with many people this weekend, and many people have had this conversation with me. I've been advised by many people throughout the years as I've been doing my stuff. When you have your mind full of chatter and you're having a hard time focusing, that is a lot of thoughts that are running amok within you. So the way to get them down is to put it down on paper. So you can either do it by computer, but you can tend to lose the essence of what it is you need to do with the electronics. That's just me. But that's only my belief system, versus using old-fashioned paper and a pen or a pencil and you're writing, because you're putting thought into it. To me, journaling is a lot more intimate, because you're setting that sacred time aside saying, I am worth it. It's an investment. Spiritual tools are an investment in you, whether it's a class, whether it's anything that Marie and I have named, and all the other things that are out there. And if you guys are going, we're not quite sure what you're talking about, you can always email Marie or I, or you can sit here and call us. This is why we give you our phone number if you need to talk a little more in depth. Or go to our blog And so I kind of lost my train of
journaling.
Oh, journaling,
about
journaling. Oh, crud.
Ground,
I lost
ground.
Again, Beth needs to ground a lot. Oh, and also, like, I use one of my spiritual tool belts is I have to wear a lot of crystals and stones. I meditate with a lot of crystals and stones. I wear a lot of black onyx to keep me grounded, and obviously I need to wear a little bit more of it. But it was lost in thought because I was thinking about the stuff I need to do after this. But journaling, you can get a lot of insight, a lot of introspection. And when you have a lot of thoughts going on in your mind, you're having to sit down and take the time, at least for anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes, give yourself that much of an investment. And it doesn't have to be to where you have to sit here and focus on, what do I need to do? You know, you can just sit down and see. Go into meditation and ask, what do I need to know for today? See what thoughts pop up. You might hear a word. You might feel a word. You might see a word. Write that word down. Write it down. And then you might have the inkling that you need to explore what that word means to you more. You know, so the universe plays with us in many different ways.
And if you're looking for direction or you're looking for an answer, be very specific when you're asking for something.
Yes.
Because the universe is literal. So when you're asking for something, be very specific, because you may ask for something and it'll, you know, you'll get an answer that's so general, but that's what they're responding to. So, you know, be specific in what you ask for and when you're using your spiritual tools.
Exactly, exactly. And I completely agree with that. You know, and another thing that I really for those of you going, because I'm meeting a lot of people going, you know, Beth, I'm having dreams about my hands, and I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something with my hands. What do you think that means? Well, that can be to where the universe is trying to prompt you, and all it is a prompt, because it's free will. You can decide whether or not you're going to do it at this time or if it's going to be later down the road, but it might be prompting you that you need to get started with doing healing work. Now, again, if you're going to go and take a class, that doesn't mean you're going to do it professionally, but it doesn't mean that you can't do it professionally. But that is a tool belt. The thing is, you guys, what it's all coming down to, what we're all going through in the end when this is over and done with, which will be in time, I don't have a time frame for you, the reality of it's coming down to that we have the power of healing ourselves. We have the power of doing for ourselves. We have the power of being so much more than what it is that we actually are. The whole thing about waking up in the ascension is that you're discovering that you are this beautiful, powerful, bright light that is capable of doing so much more than what we've ever been told, lifetime after lifetime, and that this is the lifetime that we actually get to shine our light, and we're going to shine it the way that we want to, however we want to. It can look whatever way you're going to do, you know, however you're going to do it, but it's about speaking and coming from your heart and speaking the divine truth. That's ultimately what the end result is. It's all about unconditional love and acceptance and taking accountability and responsibility for your life and being co-creator on what kind of a life do you want. What kind of a life do you want? So if you're going to journal, start journaling something about that. What kind of life do you want, and what is it going to look like?
And I know, Beth, I know that you are kind of learning a new healing modality called Theta Healing.
Yeah.
Can you explain that? Because that goes to a different level.
Oh, good God.
Altogether.
Okay, you guys, now I'm not planned on this, and, you know, I'm not a teacher of this, but I know a phenomenal teacher. And Theta Healing, there's like, again, I don't have my book with me right now, and I haven't done my reading in a while, but I think I want to say it's like four different wavelengths, brain waves that we go to, and theta is the level, and this is my interpretation of it, is how we can go into the subconscious to where how we can really change our thinking at a subconscious level. And believe it or not, those of you who are opening up and going, my God, what program did I just come in and join on? We in so many, it's going to be kind of like a crash course for you right now. Whether you believe in reincarnation, you don't have to, but the reality is, in my world, it exists. We'll just put it in my world, it does exist. So lifetime after lifetime, just because we're these brilliant bright lights that are intelligent beyond what we can even fathom. I mean, we don't even use, people say, a tenth of our brain. Just imagine what that other 90% mm-hmm. could do. Just imagine what the other 90% can do. We live in a very magical world. It really literally is like a Harry Potter movie. It seriously is. And once you really start opening up, you're going to start looking at and seeing things differently that have always been there. and you didn't realize it because we've had veils over our eyes for so many lifetimes because of belief systems that were founded by whoever, whatever, and whenever. It doesn't matter when it all started. But the theta healing goes into the theta brainwave level, and you can go in and change your belief systems and get rid of old belief systems because you can go and get take out, I guess, that's not the word, but that's the one that's coming to my mind, old belief systems, programs that we came into this world with, karmic contracts. So it's a level that you can literally go in and clean it. You can go in and do releasing and letting go at a very deep level for ancestral stuff, and it can be to where you can rid your family that was born before you and your family that's current and your family that's in the future. So grandkids, great-grandkids, da-da-da-da-da, that you can clear old, let's say, like there's individuals, what's the most common thing? Heart disease. So you can go clear it out, and you learn different modalities. It's different things that you can say with the theta healing. It's just, and I know I did not give a good example of this, but I was unprepared for Marie putting me on a spot like this. Thank you very much, Marie.
Well, and the teacher that she's talking about is Lynn Marie, and we did do a show with her. It was one of our first shows, and she talked about the ascension process, but she got into it a little bit deeper. So if you want to learn more about that, you can just go listen to one of our, you know, to that show with Lynn Marie back in January
yep.
of this year.
And just so you know, those of you who might be at this moment looking for a theta healer teacher, she is absolutely phenomenal. And just because I can't recall it at this moment doesn't mean she didn't do her job. Sorry, Lynn Marie. But it's just, you know, I'm coming back from a weekend. The fact that I'm having a conversation right now is a good thing. So,
well, we have a couple callers on the line. Should we take their questions and see what they have?
Well, let's see what they have to say.
Okay. The first one we're going to take is area code 901. Hi, this is Marie. Who are we talking to, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lanice, and I'm calling from Memphis.
Hi.
Well, hello. Did you say Lynn?
Lanice.
Oh, Lanice. Well, Lanice, this is Beth. What can we do for you?
Oh, I was just listening and learning and being validated with all that
oh,
I have.
Good. Good.
It has
good.
Been going on for a while now. Last year, I thought I was going to go crazy.
You're not going symptoms. Crazy. You're not going crazy. Isn't this wonderful to get that validation, though?
Mm-hmm. Especially with
oh,
the
good,
heart
good.
Speeding up. Does anybody have the speeding heart rate at times?
Yes, yeah. Yes. The heart palpitations, and that's one of the symptoms, just so you know.
And dizziness, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now,
I've been
again,
having, I haven't had dizziness, but I've had a little bit of that now. I'm doing the calming herbs and doing the meditation, and I'm going to get into yoga. I'm better, and I'm seeing that I'm not the only one now, so that makes me feel a lot better. And I thought it was menopause, which it may be a little bit of that, too.
Well, you know, and the thing is, because right now it's really tricky, because there's a lot of us who are, like, perimenopausal and in the menopausal, but right now, just because of what's energetically going on, our bodies are undergoing a lot of stuff right now, so we're kind of being fooled right now, going, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Exactly.
But we also want to make a disclaimer, we're not medical professionals, so if things are persisting, we're not saying not to go
right.
and get it checked out, but just so you know, if you're really tuned into your bodies, you're going to know mm-hmm. what it is that you need
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, I did get it checked out. And actually,
oh,
my blood pressure had gone up because I was,
yep.
like, just scared. My blood pressure went up, and they wanted to get me started on all this medication, and I really got scared when I did that. So I stopped that and got control of my diet and lost weight. I lost 44 pounds, and it got really crazy. I got afraid to be alone. I didn't want to sleep by myself. Because I live alone, I go to my sister's and sleep. I thought
oh,
I was
yeah.
leaving the planet or something.
No,
now I have gained. Yeah, I've gained half that weight back. So now
oh, I hear you.
I got okay and started back to eating the wrong way, and I'm getting pudgy around the middle again. And after experiencing that being gone, now I'm kind of disappointed. So I'm having to. Adjust my diet again.
Yes.
But I
you know
it
what
out
you're
going to
find? Don't be shocked if your body's going to be craving organic foods, just so you know. And if that's something that's out of the ordinary for you, that's part of the process. Because
no,
our foods are not
that's
wanting.
That's been going on for a while. I bought some organic Vedic stuff today, and it's a juice that clears, works with your blood pressure and your blood sugar levels. So I'm really drawn towards that. My thing is sugar. I want the my body is craving the healthier foods, but it's just after chocolate now. Like
oh,
never
I hear
before.
You. Yes.
Yes.
I hear you.
That is one of the symptoms that we're hearing a lot of with the ascension process is craving sugar. Your body's just craving. People are craving sugar like crazy.
Yeah,
and believe it or not, because chocolate brings our body to a certain frequency, and, you know, I don't know how far into this process of the awakening and the ascension you are and where your belief is on that, but we are at night and even during the day, our bodies are being worked on because we're being recalibrated. There's internal things that are going on, and the chocolate, supposedly when we're eating a lot of chocolate, that means that there's work that's really being done on us.
And it's dark chocolate. It has
and
a very high frequency.
It has a very high frequency, yes. Yep.
So that's another thing, sleep. I'm getting better, but last year when I call what I call went crazy, I couldn't sleep, and I would jump out of my from a sleep state to a standing position with my heart racing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be really scary. I can see what.
I have to get used to that. And now that I'm used to it and I'm not so afraid of it, it's not happening anymore. But the thing that's getting better now, it's like I'd always be somewhere doing something else. I'm always lost or trying to find my group or get back to where I'm supposed to be, and I'd be in all this distress and sleep and wake up tired.
Yep.
Man, sometimes I don't know where I've been and what I've been doing. I'm just tired, you know?
Exactly. You know, just some advice that I can give to you when your body's going through this, just because I go through it like you would not believe. And I'm telling you, the one thing that I have found when you sit here and tell yourself, you have to give yourself permission. You can say it out loud or inside and saying, I set the intent to allow my body to integrate this new energy with ease because it's given permission for it to come in and to integrate so that your body's integrating and that for whatever reason it's talking to your energetic bodies that are around you and within you, and it will help calm down your body. But the point is that you have to remember to say that, just giving it permission to integrate all that new energy with ease.
Okay. I have to remember that. I've been told.
You can go back and download
how you know something
podcast.
If you forget to use it. and it's getting better, and I'm so glad. But when it first started happening, I really thought I was going crazy or either about to leave the planet.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. Yes.
You're not leaving anytime soon, though. You're not leaving anytime soon. So
no worries. Because I want to. I want to continue evolving to ascension to the highest level and just create that heaven right here on earth.
I know. Well, wonderful. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yes.
Isn't that just wonderful?
Yeah. And, don't forget, I mean, look for people in your community, in your city, too, that you can get together with. That's a big thing is also getting together with community.
Yeah.
Ask the universe to bring your like-minded individuals and your soul team to come to you, and you'll be amazed at how they show up on your doorstep, seriously. Mm-hmm. It will happen that fast because we're manifesting really fast right now.
Tell me about it now. All I have to do is think a thought. But I got to learn how to do the ones that are for my highest good as opposed to the ones showing up that I don't want.
Okay, well, Lanice, we're gonna jump on to the next caller.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much for calling. You know, you have our email address. Don't be afraid to always email us if you have any more questions.
Okay, and thanks for sharing.
Have a good evening.
Have a good evening. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. It's area code 678. Hi, this is Marie. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Cyril. I'm calling from Georgia.
From Georgia? Okay.
Well, hello.
Hello.
And what is your... Do you have a... Yes. Do you have a question?
Yes. Were you doing some angel readings today?
I'm sorry?
Are we doing readings today? Is that what you said? Are we doing
angel
readings today?
Uh-huh.
No, we're not. Our plan was not to do any angel readings today, that we're focusing on the awakening and the ascension-based symptoms that are going on and just the process and letting people know that. So it wasn't in our plan today, but, you know, if you got a question, we can sit here and answer a question for you on that. Is there something that you're seeking some guidance on?
Yes.
And what would you like to ask that question? Then Marie and I will help you the best way that we can.
Career.
Your career?
Mm-hmm.
What? Could you say your first name over for me again, please?
My first name is Cyril.
Can you spell that?
C for California.
Uh-huh.
Y for Yolanda. R for Rod. I for Indiana. And L for Louisiana.
Oh, Cyril.
Mm-hmm.
Cyril?
Yes.
For whatever reason, we don't have the best connection here, so we hope that you're getting the connection back from us. That's where I'm going. We're both looking at each other going,
yes, I think you will.
Yeah. Okay, so Cyril, right?
Yes.
Yes, Cyril.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is this is my feedback. What is it that your heart is desiring that you want to do right now? I mean, do you know, do you have an inkling of an idea of what it is that you want to do with your for career-wise?
I've been trying to transition into healthcare.
Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what part, because that's a very open field, what are you thinking about possibly, what are you looking at?
For right now, I'm looking into nursing.
Looking at nothing. So you're wanting guidance of whether or not to go to school for healthcare?
No, if it's the correct choice.
I'm not quite sure that I understood what that comment was. Could you repeat yourself?
I'm saying if my angels and guides think that is the correct choice to go into healthcare.
Angels and guides, and if that's the correct choice for you.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Marie is going to be tuning into this, and I'll sit here and give my feedback though too.
All I'm getting is a yes, yes, yes. That's what's coming to me.
But
okay.
Yeah, it's a go ahead.
But on that same note, you're saying healthcare, and it may not be in the way that you are specifically thinking towards traditional healthcare. Or like hospital setting or clinical setting. So what aspect would you be looking at to do healthcare work? That would be a good idea for you, but what kind of a setting are you looking at going into? Do you know?
I would like to start as a nurse, but my main goal is to go into non-traditional forms of healing.
Yes. And that's exactly what I was getting for you. And yes, to be going into that. And are you in the? Are you looking at
Reiki? I'm hearing Reiki.
Yeah,
hands-on
I'm
healing.
Master.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's
what I'm hearing is Reiki.
But you're going to be doing some different modalities along with that. And you would be I'm getting that you'd be very successful with setting up your own private practice. So I don't know if you live in an apartment, if you live in a home, but you put it out there and just have clarity on what it is that you want to do, what it is, you know, what you want your clientele to look like, how many days of the week. You have to be down to the specific details of what you want so that you can visualize that. And you will manifest it really fast because you manifest really fast, but you're having doubts on that. But you're supposed to let go of those doubts, and it's just going to flourish to you. But you have to be very clear on what it is that you want. But, yes, the universe is definitely going to support you on that.
Have you been working in a nursing home? With Reiki.
With Reiki right now, yes, you can start off, but you're going to be doing something else. You're going to add some other modalities along with it, but you can get up and start your own practice. So, like right now, am I telling you to go and invest in a building to rent space right now? Unless you have the clientele, then you could go and do that. But if you have the opportunity or the space, like a home or an apartment, to where you can have people coming to your place, just so you know you're saving on the overhead till the clientele builds up, then that would be fine. But one way for people to get to know you, chiropractors are really open to this. Massage places are really open to this, to really put yourself out there.
Have you worked in a nursing home before, or is that what you're doing now?
Yeah, I worked in a nursing home, but not as a CNA or... actually taking care of the people.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm just feeling nursing home. That's what I'm hearing is nursing homes. So I was just curious if you were doing that now, you know, with your energy work, maybe with helping, you know, sometimes people can go into a nursing home when someone is ready to cross and then use that energy work to help them, you know, cross over in a more peaceful way.
No, I never really did that in a nursing home, no.
Okay. That's just an option.
Exactly. So, yes, the universe supports you on that.
Yep.
It definitely supports you that you're going on the right path, but it's all about divine timing, and there's different things that you can do to build your clientele. As I said, chiropractors, get out there and really... if you're in an area to where they have meetup groups or networking, to where you can do introductions, give a one-minute spiel of what it is that you do so that you can and have a card to be able to hand out to people. And if you have a website, nowadays you can get websites to advertise yourself, so that makes you a little more, people look at you as more legitimate. That would be some stuff that you could do for that. But definitely that you would be very good at this, believe it or not. You would be.
And, Cyril, also one more suggestion. What I saw a couple of weeks ago, it's like a fitness place that we have here. There was a Reiki healer in the fitness place. So people would come in and work out, and they go have an energy healing. So that's something to keep in mind that you might want to talk to them.
Okay.
So now put that into action, the feedback that you were given, and you're going to be amazed at how you'll be propelled forward. So good luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much for the information.
Well, you're welcome.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for listening.
Yep. Thank you, Cyril,
for calling
in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Good night.
Yep,
you bet.
Welcome.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, so we don't have any more callers on the line, but should we continue on with our discussion? Anything else that you'd like to add? We've got about 10 minutes.
Let me see here. Do you have any questions that I'm trying to think of what people would want to know that we haven't talked about?
I think it's very nice that people are, you know, obviously Lanice, who called in and wanted to know if she was crazy, but it's nice to know that, you know, she got validation. So I think we can't stress enough that...
You're not going crazy.
Yeah, you're not going crazy. You know, talk to people. Don't be afraid to talk to people.
Yeah.
I have a friend who knows people who really are questioning things and are awakening, but they're so afraid to talk to people because they think, well, if I say this, somebody might think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, what is the worst someone can do? Just kind of say, what are you talking about? Then you know you're not supposed to talk to that person.
You know, here's my feedback, you guys. How do you know they don't already think you're crazy? It's this own little voice. Unless somebody says it to you, don't assume that people are going to think you're crazy. Don't put this voice in somebody else's mouth already when it's never even been said. And so what? Again, it matters what your opinion of yourself is. And what if you were to take that chance to say, you know, to say it out loud and see, what if you're in a crowded room and you just had the courage to sit here and say that? And what if you're the one to get the conversation going to where all of a sudden people do the sigh of relief going, oh, my God, I'm so glad you just said that. Oh, I've heard that all weekend. Oh, my God, I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. So talking out loud you will be amazed, and that's how you're going to find your like-minded individuals, and it's going to be the ones that you don't even think mm-hmm. that are on the same path as you or going through similar experiences that you're going, oh, my Lord, I'm not the only one out there who's going through this, because I tell you, people, you're not going crazy, and if you don't talk out loud, it can make you feel like you are.
Right, and you know, another place, too, like Beth mentioned before, you know, go to meetups.com. You can look for groups where you can actually sign up to go, and you can meet people, you can meet individuals. If you have local psychic fairs,
yeah,
you know, that's a great place to go, and you know, while you're waiting, say you want to get a reading, while you're waiting to get a reading, you can just start talking to the person next to you. I mean, you can click and find people very quickly that way.
And Facebook is phenomenal.
Really good too.
Social media, you guys, Twitter. You know, the thing is, those of you who, and there might be some people out there who have marketing skills, who have promotional skills, get out there and put a natural healing fair together. You will be amazed. You advertise it, how word gets around. You just sit here and ask for guidance from your divine source, whoever it is you believe in, whether it's your cat, whether it's God, the source, creator, whoever, whatever you call it. All you have to sit here and do is ask, saying, I need help. I'm on my own. I need some guidance, and will you please give me some divine guidance and bring people to me so that they can help? And you'll be amazed at how fast somebody's going to be right there. It might be a sentence they say. It might be a season, reason, or lifetime that they come into your life. Just be open to how things are being presented to you. Get out of how it might look or how you think it should look, and just let it be what it's going to be. And you're going to be amazed at how people are going to be coming right when you least expect it, and it's going to be like those little miracles that are being presented to you.
Well, yeah, and it's been probably, I could say, a couple years when I fully, you know, awakened and let it come into me. I mean, I've always lived the metaphysical life, but haven't really focused on it. And when I started asking that, you know what, universe, I really want to get into this now and I want to open it, I went to one psychic fair and literally the doors flew open. The women that I was meeting and the men, I mean, it's unbelievable how all the like-minded people came towards me. It was like an instant appreciation and an instant acceptance, and they kept coming and they kept coming. And then eventually I met Miss Beth over here, and you know.
Beth's day of her life.
It's been a great journey, and we are, you know, I know that I'm ascending and I'm moving towards that spiritual path, and Beth is moving straight up there too, and it's been a great journey with all my friends. So
did you guys notice how she hesitated on me? She didn't know what to say.
I didn't want to build her ego because we're trying to get out of ego.
And you know, and my thing is, people have always been there, but I wasn't ready to hear what they had to say to me. So it's like, here's me. Don't go the hard way. Be open to it. Just remember, nobody can make you do anything that you're not ready to do. All you are doing is you're just listening to what they have to say. Listen with an open mind. And you can sit here and throw away what everybody says, just like you can throw away whatever Marie and I say. But you were tuned in, and you will find this program, whether you're listening right now or if it's going to be tomorrow or later tonight. You are guided to your next step. So just trust that you are being guided with your intuition, that this is the next step. And let that next step lead you to the next step. Just get out of your head of what it looks like, what you want it to be like. You're not going to have this big epiphany. It's rare that it happens that way. It comes in small ways. So have fun in the process. Don't be intense about it. Don't think you're behind. It's going to happen when it's going to happen.
Right. Trust your intuition. That was the topic of our show 2 weeks ago, was trusting your intuition and how to trust it, and you know what tools to use to trust it. Listen to your gut. Listen. I mean, that's, you know, those are your angels and guides talking to you. So, you know, if you don't, what I find is if I don't listen to my intuition, the opposite happens, and then I'm like, oh, dang it, I should have listened.
Yeah.
So trust it. It's exactly. there for a reason.
Exactly. And you know what? If you have you live in an area that might have a metaphysical store and you've never been into one because you think it's one of these woo-hoo places, my whole life I've heard that, oh, you're one of those woo-hoo people. You're woo-hoo. And it's like it used to be to where I found it insulting. Now it's like, hey, it's a compliment. Thank you very much that you're acknowledging that I'm woo-hoo. Because you know what? I'm also to the place in my life to where it matters what I think of me and anybody else. I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I get that people are very fear-based, but this isn't something you have to be afraid of.
That's also part of ascension, though, too, is coming into your own.
Yes.
Recognizing and accepting who you are and what you are and being completely comfortable in your skin. That's a huge part of ascension.
And just like Lindy said, this is the word I was looking for, but I was like dumbfounded on trying to find it. We are evolving. That's what ascension mm-hmm. is all about. We are evolving to a higher state of consciousness. And it's just getting us to look at things with a higher level of a different perspective of looking at things. So I guess, you know, folks, we're coming to the end of our show. And I just want to give a little holla to myself. And I just want to let you guys know that I offer a variety of customized package deals for you that help you uncover and discover your inner potential, that helps you shine, that helps transform your life. And so it's customized package deals. It's for whatever you're needing. You get to decide what that is. If you don't know, I help you with putting that package deal together. So anyways, we're at the end of our show, and I would like to thank my host, Marie Langley. And I would like to also say you can follow us on our Blog Talk show afterwards, and you can click on the follow button, check out our blog. We don't have a lot of people going to our blog. I would like to see that take off, people. I know I need to put some more into it, but I would just like people to go in there and give your feedback on it. DivineGoddessRadio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear your feedback. And we seriously would love the insight. If you could say, hey, you guys, could you add a little of this, you know, what you like, what you don't like. We are all about constructive feedback, and I'm enhancing that word constructive feedback.
Right, and also, too, I mean, if you have questions and you want to converse, don't hesitate to email us. If you'd like to be on our mailing list, you can email us. We'll certainly add you on. You know, so we're here. We're here for you.
And just so you know, you wouldn't be wasting our time if we felt that you were bugging us. Believe you me, Marie and I have the personality of being able to say, hey, we would say it nicely to you, but sooner or later you would know. But it's like, you know what, this is all about me helping people. And if
yes.
I can help with some guidance on the next step and just to help confirm and reaffirm and validate stuff that you're going through. That is my whole purpose. I can't speak for Marie, but I would assume she's the same thing. But you can reach us. You can call me at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555. And you can download our page on podcast using iTunes and RSS feed button on the Blog Talk Radio Show. And please, please, you guys, please go to our Facebook page because this is something that's new for us, and we would love to see that people are – we're trying to build a community not just on the Blog Talk Radio, but to also afterwards continue conversations. And this would be an opportunity for those of you who are looking for like-minded people to start engaging, and you get to know each other, and it's a safe – forum for you guys to be in, because we're going to monitor what's going on in there, and if there's stuff that shouldn't be in there, you're going to be out of there. So it's a safe place for you to start engaging in conversation with. So why don't you be the first one who starts it up?
On Divine Goddess Radio on Facebook, just search for it and click the like button, and then you'll get our post.
And we hope that you will join us each week as we bring new platforms and discussions for you, and we want to say thank you, every single one of you who are taking the time to listen to us, because you are sitting down, you're consciously being aware of, I'm going on to this Blog Talk, whether or not you came across us by accident, there are no accidents. We just want to say thank you so much, because that means a lot. That means a lot to us. And we would love to send love and light to all of you, and may we wish you well on your journey. So keep on shining.
Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.